the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network based in Round Rock, Texas. That's where you send your support to republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be together here for a brief hour and covering the Trump Phenomenon. Today is October 18th, 2022. Oh my goodness, we're almost there. October 18th. We've got to go till November 8th. And, well, I'll tell you, I'm going to be so amped up on November 8th. It's only, what, 20 days away? Let's see, 31 days in October, so that's 13. 13 plus 7, and then we're there. 20 days. Wow. And, well, let us begin. If you want to call in, let us begin the begin at 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Row upon row, bank upon bank of eager operators are waiting to take your call. So don't hold back. I'll tell you. You know, the combination of scary and exciting. We live in the most exciting time ever. It must be. And I don't know, maybe, is it the scariest time ever? You can think of other moments which were awfully dark and awfully terrifying for our ancestors. So we're probably not there right now. We're all a little too comfortable if compared to the condition of our bombed out ancestors in previous cities turned to rubble. And starvation, the Irish famine, that might have been a worse situation to be in than the one we're in. So I don't want to engage in too much hand-wringing, but this is a very perilous time. And, you know, even if you lost half your net worth due to the Democrat destruction of our economy, destruction of your 401k, destruction of the value of your saved U.S. dollars. And now even house prices going down. You still are way better off than many eras of your ancestors who really had it rough. But anyway, here we are. Terrifying and exhilarating at the same time. I keep quoting that Charles Dickens quote, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." And there's more to it. I should have that quote on a card here handy, because the rest of the quote is actually pretty apropos of our current moment. What was with these writers of yesteryear who so prophetically wrote about our own times better than their own? Anyway, let us start here with, I'll tell you what, talk about the Trump phenomenon. I'm looking at truthsocial.com. I'm looking at Donald Trump's account. And I never get really often past his account because there's so much going on his account that you run out of time before you can finish his account and move on to one of the other great accounts. Like I go to the top of my page here, people I've listed as you know, I've befriended on the account, just a kind of a startup sampling of people, but I never get a chance to go to, you know, Charlie Kirk's channel or Dan Bongino's channel or even Devin Nunes's channel. The man put in charge of Truth Social by Donald Trump. But I'm going to go to Devin Nunes in a moment. You're going to hear him in just a moment. And the man is Donald Trump. The orange man is on fire. I don't know. I'm looking at his posting for today, and it's post after post after post, video after video. He is smoking from wherever he's operating today. Maybe Mar-a-Lago, I don't know. We know on Saturday he's going to be in Texas, near Corpus Christi, Texas, on Saturday. Forgot the name of that little town. I do remember it's the home. It is the birthplace of Texas Hold'em. What's the name of the town? Robstown. Named after a guy who started the town named Rob. Robstown, Texas. And that rally is going to be in the fairgrounds there in Robstown, which means I'm loving this, outdoors. I love the indoor arenas. I love that. But there's something special about those outdoor events where the crowd goes on forever, an endless sea of beautiful patriots in the beautiful setting of our America, country America, the trees and the sky and the beauty of our country. So that's going to be on Saturday. Well, here we are. This is Tuesday. Let's get started here with I'm looking at Donald Trump's account. It now lists, let me hit refresh. You got to do that every few minutes. He's up to 4.3 million followers. Now, I've lost track. Maybe you can help me out, one of you callers. I think when Twitter banished Donald Trump, and this is the breathtaking nature of all that's going on. He was the president of the United States when he got out of bed one morning and he was banned from Twitter. You know, he's just changing from his pajamas into his slacks, and he's banned from Twitter. I'm making up this scene there. I don't know what time of day it was, but you know, cold cocked out of the blue, he's the president of the United States, and he's told, "You are muzzled. You may not speak. Put down your pen. Put your hands behind your back. Get on your knees, spread your legs, put your hands where we can see them." That's the president of the United States being ordered around by a bunch of communist punks. That's who's taken over our country. Communist punks, pieces of sacks of garbage, worthless losers. And look, it's as if they've. It's not as if they have. They're swinging for the fences. They're letting it all hang out. They don't swing for fences. They couldn't hit a baseball if it bit them. No, they're letting their freak flag fly. What we used to say in the hippie era, they're letting their freak flag fly. So we have weirdos in our schools. And it's not just happening in one place or some small anecdotal. No, it's everywhere. They're coming out of the woodwork. Where these people have been boring into the timbers of the ship for decades. And now, all of a sudden, they're all swarming out of their holes that they had wormed into the wood. They're going after their children. I mean, this is the latest I was just watching on Tucker Carlson. This is mind-boggling. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, is telling children, they're telling just this chick, Rochelle Walensky, look at her. She's a poster girl for what I'm talking about. This woman is sick. This woman is, she's telling the children of America, little children, preschool children, you can't go to school unless you're vaccinated. Unless you take the, don't even say vaccinated, unless you take the shot, because it's not even a vaccine. It still hasn't been tested. It still hasn't been, well, it will never be proven to be safe because it's not. It's lethal. And they knew it was lethal. Rochelle Walensky knew it was lethal. She knows now, but that doesn't hold her back. Like all these other sick things that these communist punks who've taken over our country. There's no shame. There's no holding back. These freak flag boys with their unit hanging out in girls' locker rooms, and the girls are told they're racists or they're homophobes or they're transgender phobes if they say, hey, I'm a girl. I'm 15 years old. I don't feel good with that guy over there doing what he's doing with that thing hanging out. I'm not comfortable with that. Could I please have a locker room where I can get naked and change my clothes in some kind of decency? No, 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 you can't. You can't, young lady. You now live in the communist states of America. You live in hell. You live in the communist America now. Now, of course, let me say this before I get everybody bummed out. Our America will never go away. The beautiful America that is our birthplace and our heritage, that will never go away. We will never let it go away or die in our hearts, in our world. But it has been pierced through the heart in the civic square. They control the House, the Senate, the presidency. You know, there's a great clip from George Carlin. I wish I had this, like, if I were like, you know, Rush Limbaugh or something, and I had 100 different clips ready to roll. And they, back in the days when they were tape cartridges, they would call it a cart. He'd have 100 carts. The one I would roll now would be George Carlin, where he says, they control the courts, they control the media, they control everything. And, you know, you're screwed. You're pretending to yourself that this is still your country. He was right. George Carlin was right. And he'd be with us now if he were still around, along with Merle Haggard and all the rest of those great ones. Anyway, but we're going to whoop their asses on November 8th. That's what it appears to. Oh, now, Donald Trump is posting right now on truthsocial.com. He's putting up live, minute-by-minute posts from a woman in Maricopa County, Arizona, who's monitoring right now their voting. And they're stealing votes right now. The mules that Dinesh D'Souza documented so brilliantly, the 2,000 mules, they are out there stealing votes right now. And she and others, there's a whole, Steve Bannon's got a whole network of people, Donald Trump's got a whole network of people, monitoring, getting cameras on these people, and they're now being seen operating stuffing ballot boxes, unloading god-awful quantities of ballots out of their trunks, hiding their faces, covering up their license plate numbers. It's happening right now. And of course, this is the the left, with one of their key elements of their theft, election theft, is turning election day into election month, giving them the time they need to cheat the election. So anyway, all that's going on. Let's go to the president's site right now. 4.3 million. When he was tossed off of Twitter, do any of you remember what his count was? Now, remember, all these people are liars, so we don't know. When they tell the president, well, you have this many million followers, their power to lie is pretty limitless. So, but for what it was worth, I think I'm remembering that he had 100 million followers. I'm not sure of that at all, but it was a huge number. And so he's got to get that back up. Now, the 4.3 million he has already at Truth Social, those are real, genuine, and they're all patriots too. No bots, no mega multiple accounts and so on. Nobody working for the FBI or the CIA getting paid boku bucks. Like this guy who just got acquitted today, Danchenko, paid $200,000 by the FBI. And here's this guy, John Durham. What has he been investigating for 2 years now? John Durham? And what has he got to show for it? Was this guy ever for real? Was there ever any intention that anything about the Russia hoax would actually get brought to light? And anybody who committed this great crime, it's hard to say what's the greatest crime in American history now. We just have to call it maybe the top 10. It's one of those top 10, and they're all Democrat operations launched in the last 2 years. Nobody's going to jail. Nobody's being punished. Nobody's being fined. Nothing. Nothing. Durham is just a blowout. A big, fat, nothing burger. Put in there by another big, fat, nothing burger, Bill Barr. I mean, name the person who has, with all the crime that has occurred, and we're talking death, we're talking millions of dead people with the Chinese bioweapon, millions of dead people, and then bioweapon number 2, 3, 4, 5, the ensuing lethal injections, further bioweapons. None of them tested, none of them certified to be safe, all of them demonstrated to be lethal. Millions of people have been murdered. And the people who did it knew they were doing it. The Pfizer chick who was being questioned, who was questioning her? Oh, this was a classic moment. She was testifying in Europe. They dragged a couple of Pfizer people, the Bourla, the head guy, he wouldn't appear. So he was hiding in the bushes, but he sent in one of his underlings, and she gleefully answered, let me try to remember the guy's name. What a hero, what a guy. This guy, he said, I want to know your answer to this. I want you to answer me clearly. Before you released your vaccine, we use their word, had you tested it for efficacy in transmission? And she gleefully giggled and said, no. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
For the the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And, yes, Rob Roos was the name of the Dutch member of the European Union Parliament, who is questioning, let me find her name here. We'll come across it here. But here is, listen up, as Tucker Carlson, I believe, is about to interview Rob Roos, who in this question, what he's exposing is the fact that, remember, all of you out there, all of us complicit, compliant, servile, sheep, we're told to get an injection, an experimental injection, the contents of which were not to be revealed to you. What's wrong with us? And I don't want to point any fingers at anybody out there in the audience, because you were told you'd lose your job, you'd lose your medical certificate, you'd lose your, you'd be kicked out of your school. Maybe they'd, who knows? Maybe they'd send in some aroused male transgender athletes into your locker room if you're a girl. I mean, all these bad things are going to happen to you unless you do what? bend over and take it. That's what we're all being told. Bend over. Over and over again. Well, here's this interview with Rob Roos. Remember, the rationale, they've offered this guy criminal, Anthony Fauci, felon, murderer, person who has been responsible for the death of millions of people. He's the key guy. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr. has said the key guy is Anthony Fauci. He's had 100 different weaselly explanation as to why, but whatever it is, you must get the shot, whatever it is. But the start of this was that you have to get the shot because for grandma, you have to do it. It doesn't look like the coronavirus. He was very sad to find out that the COVID-1984 didn't seem to have any serious effects on younger people. Younger meaning anybody under, 40. So that was very disappointing to him. He wanted something really lethal, something like the Black Plague. But he said, no, but you still have to get the shot. It's for grandma, because it's really lethal to grandma. And if you contract the illness, you could then give it to grandma. So you have to go bend over, get your shot. Well, and then shot number two, and then shot number three, the so-called booster. You need to get yourself boosted. Bend over for your boost. But that's not enough, because that boost needs more boosting. So bend over again, Jack. And they still have people bending over. But now they want to go after your children, the little children. What a betrayal. What perfidy. How about these 5-year-olds when they grow up and they find out that my parents allowed them to stick this lethal, untested, unknown substance in my body? What is there left to believe in? My parents turned me over to this monster Fauci just so I could have the privilege of going to the school where they've got prancing LGBTQ XYZs with jock straps dancing around having little children touch them. And I rate parents who say, get this porno out of my 7-year-old school library, visited by the FBI. You think you're making it up? No, it is a nightmare, but unfortunately, it's real. So here's Tucker interviewing this Rob Roos, Dutch parliamentarian.
But it soon became clear that that itself was misinformation, because of course you can get COVID and pass it on if you've had the shot. And in fact, that shouldn't be surprising, because Pfizer, which made the vaccine, never even tested to see if it prevented the transmission of COVID. What? You'd think they would know that, since Tony Fauci and everyone in the U.S. government and everyone at your kid's school and everyone on television and Morning Joe and all the rest of them knew for a fact, but Pfizer didn't even know. And we know that because Pfizer executive Jeanine Small answered questions on Monday at the European Parliament, and here's how it went.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus?
This is Rob Roos, the excellent Dutch parliamentarian. And he's, after this break, we'll hear this piece of garbage. Ms. Small, chilling for Pfizer.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
OPEC Plus cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The oil-producing nations of OPEC Plus announced that they are cutting oil outputs by 2 million barrels a day. Senator Joe Manchin said the move shows that the U.S. must emphasize American energy independence and security. Seems like I've heard that before. In response to the output cut, the Biden administration announced the release of 10 million more barrels from the nation's strategic petroleum reserves. Gee, that will cover the shortfall for a whole 5 days. Then what? Biden has already drained the reserves to their lowest point in decades. Biden created this problem by forcing his green agenda and is using the nation's strategic reserves as his party's campaign checkbook to attempt to bring gas prices down before next month's elections. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
It will be a better day. And how many wars do we have going now? How many, on how many different fronts are the communists at war with you, Mr. and Mrs. America? I mean, this is what do the Chinese call it? Not total war. It'll come to me in just a moment. They have a word for war on every imaginable front. That's what they're doing. They're following the CCP plan, which communists everywhere have always followed. They're always the same. It doesn't matter what race they are, what era of history they're in. There's a common thread going through all of this stuff, isn't it? And it's a four-letter word. It's kind of funny. If you rearrange the letters, it's live, which is our word, live. We want to live. Their word is evil. Funny. So now, before we get back to Tucker Carlson, I don't want to abandon that clip because it gets really good. But here's one. Here's a gem. I don't want to skip over it. It's right on my screen, so I'm going to read it right now. This is from Donald J. Trump to you. This is written to you. That's why he set up Trump Social. There I go. Kelso, there you go again. Truth Social. He set it up. And look at the pains he's gone to set it up. The expense, the tribulation. So he's got this up now after they banned him off of Twitter, and he tried to use, you know, the public, what was thought to be the public square. It wasn't a public square at all. It was CIA propaganda, controlled media. And you wonder how much of the American media is actually owned behind the scenes, actually cash owned by the CIA. I'll bet it's a huge chunk. Like these magazines you see in the supermarket, like National Enquirer, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut the CIA owns National Enquirer. And I'll bet you they bought it after National Enquirer actually was an enthusiastic backer of Donald Trump in 2016. It made a difference. All those millions of copies at all those millions of checkout stands, those enthusiastic articles for Donald Trump had a lot of effect. And I'm whether they're in the CIA or the FBI or whatever one of their agencies buys up and controls our media, I think they either, you know, they use the carrot and the stick. They probably bought National Enquirer, because you look at it now, it's just it's as if it did a 100% volte-face. You know, it spun around on its heels. Now it hates Donald Trump. How did that happen? Somebody took the place over. Well, so here it is on Truth Social. Now, this is a post the president put up to you today. So I want you to listen to it closely. This is the guy I'm trying to sell. You know, my angle here, I'm selling that Donald Trump is the real deal. And he is the man that you and I have needed. He is the leader that I'm claiming he is. And I'm not original. I mean, many people. Listen to what he writes. This is him writing today. 76 years old, leader of the MAGA movement. Quote, "It was during the Trump administration that the deep state corruption and pure hatred of our country was fully exposed." All caps on the word exposed. No longer just a nasty myth, concept, or idea. This is yet another great achievement. But something must now be done to rid us of this cancer that is purposely destroying our nation. There is far more danger from within than anything coming from the outside. We must join together and make America great again. I offer to you that is prima facie evidence. Donald Trump hears you. He gets it. He's right. Heartbeat to heartbeat, he's with you in your cause. And he's risking himself more than just about any of us, maybe more than any of us. He's in incredible danger. So let's go back to Tucker. And we're gonna hear Rob Roos questioning somebody for Pfizer. The Bourla, the head, didn't have the balls to appear to testify to defend his wonderful, wonderful products.
Before it entered the market. If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping humanization before?
Did we know that your name is small? She is definitely, she's not very small. She fills up the screen pretty well, but she is a small person. She is small-minded. Did we know that our damn shot didn't do a damn thing, had no efficacy for your health at all, that it would stop transmission?
Or it's entered the market? No.
No. No. She actually giggles, kind of like Camel Nose Harris style. I mean, can't she control herself? She's sitting in front of the European Parliament. You'd think she would have a little bit of self-control. But no, as I say, they're letting their freak flag fly. She's not worried about giggling about you and your family being killed by her injection. It doesn't bother her. She made a lot of money. She bought a lot of, you can tell just looking at her, paid for a lot of Twinkies.
We had to really move at the speed of science.
This is a person who's speaking as a top executive of a pharmacological company that I'm assuming she went through, the training program of that scientists get, and that pharmaceutical professionals get. Doesn't seem to have brought any sort of truthfulness or intelligence to her head. Let me go back. I got to hear that again. It goes by so quickly. I don't know if I can. Can I return this? Let me try.
Question around, did we know about stop and humanization before it's entered the market? No.
No. I mean, that's priceless. They'll put this into the memory hole. I'm amazed I'm able to bring it up actually on the screen. They haven't swept it into the memory hole. No. But everybody was told that, there were the announcements on your TV set. And Fauci on all the talk shows. You have to do this for grandma because you'll stop the spread of this, what he was hoping would be a plague.
We have to really move at the speed of science.
Now, really move at the speed of science. What science curriculum did she take? Really move at the speed of science. Now, just a second here. I'm going to ask Jim in Oregon to join us here in just a moment, but let me just fill this out. The speed of science. What is she thinking when she said we had to really move at the speed of science? The speed of science, baby, is slow, careful, methodical, because people's lives depend on it, baby. You need to get on a treadmill or something, an exercise cycle. You need to move at the speed of weight loss. You're going to tell us. You're going to inject us with your crap and you can't even put down the Twinkies? And then you're going to tell us that you're moving at the speed of science? No, you're not moving at the speed of science. You're moving at the speed of greed. The speed of greed. You're bought and paid for. You're a whore. You have sold your soul and you've killed many people. In so doing, just play a little bit more of her.
Really understand what is taking place in the market.
Oh, the speed of science. That's the speed at which you're moving too fast to do science. And you just sort of hope for the best and yell at anyone who disagrees with your preferred and hoped for outcome. The speed of science. Rob Rose is the man you just saw on tape. He's a conservative member of the European Parliament. He's from the Netherlands, and we are grateful to have him on tonight. Rob, thanks so much for coming on. Did you know the answer to that question when you asked it, and were you shocked by what she said?
Well, good evening, Tucker. It really was a special moment. For the first time, Pfizer admitted that the vaccine was not tested on stopping the transmission of the virus.
All right. Now let's go to Jim in Oregon. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I've listened to your show a few times before. I don't know if you'd say I'm a regular, but I'm a little confused because on the one hand, you seem to be on the right side as far as not trusting these vaccines and sort of indicting the quote science. But on the other hand, you seem to be very tolerant of Trump and his Operation Warp Speed. And I just don't know, is there a sort of a disconnect there? And earlier in the show, you said something about Albert Bourla hiding in the bushes. And I wasn't sure exactly what you were trying to imply by such a statement. I wonder, what is it you say to yourself or others about your total support of Trump, and yet he was the one with the Operation Warp Speed, and he talked about having the military deliver the vaccines, and he urged Americans to just get your shot, and he talked about the vaccines are good when he couldn't have known anything. So Trump was either speaking out of ignorance or a complete lack of, shall we say, empathy or sympathy for the American people, because
I let you put all the elements. I waited for all the different elements of what your piece there. So I'm not trying to cut you off here, and I'm going to answer you in detail all the elements of your piece. And take the smallest detail. Bourla hiding in the bushes. That's my reference to the fact that he was asked by the European Parliament to testify, to appear, and he declined. He sent instead this chick who says, of course not. All right. But now let's go to your questions about Donald Trump. I'll start with a couple of falsehoods you just stated. You stated that Donald Trump said, go out and get your shot. He never said that. Never. And he was not a booster of the shot saying you need to go get it. He was not a Fauci. He said, this is your choice. He talked about natural all the time. He was actually offering his own thoughts. He's not a virologist. He's not an immunologist. But as a layman, he said, we have natural immunity. And he was reading. He was studying. We were all getting an education here. Natural immunity, natural therapies, repurposed medicine therapies like ivermectin, which I have some ivermectin, and I've taken it, and it works. Now, you were truthful in stating that Donald Trump ballyhooed Operation Warp Speed. And what was... Now, let me ask you, Jim, what was Trump trying to do with Operation Warp Speed?
Well, my personal opinion, I know what you probably
I'm sorry. I put a rhetorical question out like that because that would lead to a half-hour speech. What he was trying to do was speed up to like the businessman that he is. He was doing what contractors do, you know, get her done. Get her done.
Hang on.
Let me flesh out my answer to your attack on Donald Trump, which is that, and I don't care whether you attack me. That's unimportant. Donald Trump was lied to by the entire medical establishment. All these guys in white coats with all these fancy titles and high positions. He was lied to by all of them. And they told him, they assured him that we can save America from this scourge, which they were also lying to him and saying America was about to be scourged by a great plague. We can fix this. He believed them. That was a mistake. But he's not. He's a layman. So he has all these people like the horrid Debbie Birx sitting her fat butt on his couch and Anthony Fauci sitting his skinny little ass on his couch and saying that it's an emergency. All these heads of medical schools, these heads of medical journals, all of these people that spent 20 years studying their medicine, assuring this businessman that what we need is a vaccine. A vaccine will stop this. He believed them. Now, I'm going to defend him in a moment. On having, hang on. He believed them. Hang on. Don't cut over me.
Going on a long
he
time.
Believed okay. them, and he said, okay, let's get her done. Do we have bureaucratic red tape? Do we have people who are saying, well, you know, we can't do it or this or that? There's this. Let's blow right through those, you know, we can't do it. Hang on, and let's get it done. So
okay,
he did that.
We got
okay,
that.
Now,
we got
now give me.
Can I ask you a question? We understand what you're trying to say. Would they have been able to fool you? That's what I want to know. Would they have been able to pull the wool over your eyes the way they did Trump?
No.
Okay. So then, in my
opinion, hang on.
My humble opinion.
I'm an oddball. Hang on. Let me answer. Let me fill it in.
Well,
you asked me a question.
Hang on, but you never let me answer the question that you asked of me.
Well, hang on. You're going to be on right after this break. I'm very glad you asked this, and I don't mind answering. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans. And
do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans. And by the way, it's interesting, folks. In my life, I have done a lot of hitchhiking when I was a younger man. But now, I'm answering, and Jim, let me do it. I'm going to let you talk, so don't worry. You know, I'm not going to let you talk. I'm going to let you talk, and let me look at the clock. Oh, we're running out of time. Sorry. But let me give you my summary point, Jim, without the detail it needs. But that is this. The man who invented messenger RNA technology, which is the technology used for this lethal injection, his name is Robert Malone. He took the injection Now, I'm an anti-vaxxer, so forget me, okay? I'm the oddball here. But Robert Malone took the injection. Another of the greatest heroes, Steve Kirsch, he took the injection. It was only after a lot of research that they both realized this thing is devastating. Now, these are top immunologists, virologists, and scientists in the world. Donald Trump couldn't possibly realize what they've realized with his training and background, even though he's a genius as well. So I don't indict Donald Trump for getting screwed by the medical establishment. So what you're making a mistake here, and I don't know the source of your hostility to Trump, Jim, but this is not a count on which Donald Trump should be indicted by patriots, that he got screwed by the medical establishment, because all these other guys did too. And he was never a cheerleader for the vaccination. In fact, he was taking heat. Get your facts straight. James. Remember, Donald Trump didn't get the vaccination for the longest time. He, like Dr. Rand Paul, said, hey, I've had this already. I have natural immunity. I don't need an injection.
Can I?
No, but hang on. Do you admire Rand Paul? Do you admire Rand Paul?
Not necessarily.
Oh, my goodness. You're kind of a hopeless case then, but that's all right.
That's off the topic. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, it is. Go ahead and make a quick point. Yes?
Okay, let me ask this question. If you were to discover, as a hypothetical, if you were to discover that Donald Trump faked getting the vaccine while at the same time continuing to urge other Americans to get it and championing the fact that he was the one who
brought
it.
Did he take a fake shot?
What would you feel about Donald Trump? Would you be done with him at that point if that was true?
Okay. No.
You wouldn't be done with him? Or yes?
No. It's not only hypothetical. It's moonbeam. Okay. It's
what,
not
no,
a substantial.
How do you know? Do you,
not a
do
substantial
you know
question.
The fact that he received the vaccine?
No. Please keep your questions to non-hypotheticals. The reality.
Why?
We have plenty of reality.
A hypothetical is worth discussing.
Okay.
It's
let's get off of that. Let's get off of that.
And why will we
my
get off
point
of it?
Is this?
Because you're either a Trump apologist or you're completely blind.
But
I'm not sure which is the case.
Did you vote for Trump in 2020 or 2016?
Yes.
Are you telling the truth?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Are you going to vote for him in 2024?
Probably not.
Okay. Who are you going to vote for?
I am more than likely not going to vote.
Okay. Well, that's a big mistake.
That's a fair position.
But yeah, and listen, your question, I hope you call back, because I want to flesh this out. You asked some good questions, and I have some really good answers, and I'd be happy to talk with you about this for 20 minutes and let you expound all you want. So the phones are available, Jim. You can call back tomorrow night and the night after that anytime you want. But thank you for calling, Jim. All right, folks, we've run out of time. And here we are. Now my clock's telling me, here's the music. We'll continue with our saga tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long, folks.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.